Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When I think about Jesus being baptized in Jordan, you know I have a strange mind. You don't know me well enough right now. I hear this guitar playing distorted music going, dun, 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 dun. I love that dirty water. Oh, oh, Jordan, you're my home. Sorry, I tried to do it, but I have to have a good fuzz guitar. Now, you all know that it was not about the Jordan. It was about Boston, and written in the late 60s by a group called the Shirls, before the original punk music band, back before there was such a thing. And it has become an anthem, if you're in Boston, for hockey, baseball, football. You're going to hear that and Sweet Caroline. Don't ask me why the other one is, but they're the sort of theme songs for everything that happens in Boston. But something about that image, love that dirty water, is what I think of when I think of the Jordan. Now, we probably have this image of Jordan as this big, flowing river sweeping through the countryside. Sort of like maybe the Shenandoah or something, maybe like the Potomac. Now, except for the rainy season, the River Jordan probably would barely qualify as a creek. A crick, we would call it here in Virginia. You know. In fact, it's so bad that unless you go with a religious group where the scholars will take you to the real point, the people who do this for a living take you to a point where the river's a little bit wider and deeper because it looks better. But the real point they think this happened to, the water may have been about halfway up to Jesus' knee. It is dirty creek water. Why? Why would God and Jesus and John the Baptist choose the River Jordan? You remember the story of Naaman in the Old Testament where he complains when the prophet tells him to go wash in the river. The rivers of Pharfar and Ephor in my homeland of Persia are far better than the rivers of... Why do I go in the stinky Jordan? Rough translation. Just wasn't a pretty river. And yet it is here. The dirty waters of the Jordan that Jesus went into, probably not too deep, but probably went into to be baptized. Why? Why when they're great waters? You know, even John the Baptist, you know, he's not too sure about this whole idea either. You know? I picture him sort of like Rick from Casablanca. Of all the stinking gin joints in the world, you had to come into mind. You know? Of all the rivers in the world, I could have chosen. Why? And I thought about that, despite the music playing in my head. And I've come to the point that I think it's intentional and deliberate. And I think the fact that Jesus went to the River Jordan has a message for you and I. The first is God chose the dirty waters. He didn't go for the scenic river. He went for the river that best illustrates the life into which Jesus was being baptized, ours. Yeah, we have moments of grandeur and the rivers look pretty good, but quite often real life has a lot of dirty water in it, doesn't it? If we're honest about it. And in doing so, Jesus claims the dirty water of our lives. Not just the impressive moments of grandeur when we actually seem to make sense and know things, or the real desperate times in our lives. God claims those ordinary, dull water days that the River Jordan represents. Deliberately. Because God claims all our lives. Emmanuel, we just did that in the Christmas season, remember? God with us. Not about us being lifted up to God and taken somewhere up in the stratosphere to escape life. It's about God coming into the midst of our lives. And if the Jordan is that kind of river that I think it was Jesus jumping into the mud pit and coming up way high. Because God wanted to identify with our lives. God wanted to walk with us through all we do. Good, bad, and there's so many ordinary, common, muddy, dirty water days that make up life. Jesus has put a claim on and said that they have value. God values the ordinary days of our lives. Maybe, just maybe, and this is my interpretation, of course, this whole thing, that's what God was doing at the River Jordan, was claiming ordinariness of our lives, claiming to walk with us in all that we do. Not just certain times, but all of it. And maybe, just maybe, that can help us to reclaim the significance of all those ordinary, common, dirty water days of life. You know, it's real easy to look ahead to vacation, retirements, whatever else we're looking forward to in our future, and forget that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day in which we have the opportunity to live as baptized children of God, to let the light of Christ reflect in us. This is the day to take time to pause and enjoy the beauty of life, the greatness of the relationships we have, the joys that we have in our lives, and also to lament our sorrows. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the biblical story too. That God has claimed all of life. All of it. And by stamping his feet into the muddy, dirty waters of the Jordan, God has claimed every day of our lives. And has pronounced them to be that special, that important, that God chose to come down from the heavens and live among us. And still continues to send his Spirit to be at work in our lives. Not just the red letter days or the black letter days, you know, all those green letter days coming up. And we're about to enter another one of those seasons in the church year of green, that time of reflection on ordinariness and the value. And I think that's one of the things that Jesus was doing here. The other was, the important thing to keep in mind about baptism, it's not the amount of water, it's the amount of Spirit. You know, it doesn't matter if it's two drops of water or a ton of water, if you were immersed all the way, if you were sprinkled, anything in between, because the water is just a symbol. It's a sign that as the water pours on our heads at baptism, so God's Spirit has come down to us. So let's not fight about mechanics of baptism. Let's not worry about who's got more of this and who's got more of that. And recognize the beauty of God's Spirit at work in each and every one of us. No one of us is sufficient on our own. That's the reason God creates communities of faith, that we can gather and support and be with one another and recognize the gifts of the Spirit poured out in different ways upon all of us. Isn't it interesting? Did you notice the last phrase? It's two quotes from the Bible merged into one. The first part proclaims that Jesus is the Messiah. And part of the reason we're here is we recognize that Jesus is the one. God himself come among us. But the second one is a quote from the Isaiah passage we had, slightly different translation. And that is a passage about how God works through the ordinary, the unassuming, the God who reigns not through might and power, but through love and mercy, who won't put out a barely lit match, who would be bruised by a reed, a God of caring and mercy and grace. This is the season of Epiphany. This is the season where we look for and try to recognize God. And that's not just in the big bits, and that's not just in the bad events. It's in every day. For you see, it is in every day that we practice and live out our faith. Consider the Christmas story we just went through. What a bunch of characters. Mary and Joseph running all the way to Bethlehem, you know, she's about to have a child, they're not married yet, I'll get all those ramifications. Shepherds up in the hill leaving their flocks. Even the Magi, astrologers probably from Iran or Iraq area, who spend all their money running all over the Middle East trying to follow a star. And yet, in those many different fairy towns, many different ordinary people, God makes the extraordinary. And that's why we have the sacraments to do. Water, symbolizing new life. Bread and wine, becoming Jesus' body and blood. The ordinary is what God chooses to make extraordinary. So yeah, dun, 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 dun. I love that dirty water because it reminds me of God's presence in all our lives. Amen.